If you popped a cork last night as the clock struck midnight, then I hope you savored the taste, because the three grapes used to make almost all champagne could change beyond recognition within the next few decades. Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier are all at risk, according to new data from the firm Climate AI.
By 2050, we're looking at about 85% of the lands that we grow good wine grapes on actually no longer producing suitable wine grapes.
Jasmine Spies is the company's head of wine and events.
That doesn't mean necessarily that these grapes will go away, but we are noticing a very marked change in the tastes of these grapes due to a warming planet.
A hotter and drier climate means we have to say au revoir to that distinctive flavor from the Champagne region of France.
For instance, in a Chardonnay grape, what you're looking for in a cooler climate is generally a taste that's apple or a little citrusy, whereas in a warmer climate, the warmth can change the grape's qualities to be more like a tropical fruit or even banana-like.
Banana-flavored champagne? I don't think so. Now, climate scientists like Benjamin Cook have been watching all this for years.
Wine is kind of the canary in the coal mine for climate change impacts on agriculture, because so much of the character of wine is tied to the local climate.
Cook is with NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies and published a paper on this back in 2020.
We're seeing pretty much all plants, including wine grapevines, start their life cycle in the growing season earlier and oftentimes finish up earlier. You basically ripen your fruit earlier and typically you harvest earlier.
And that means a different flavor.
There's a variety of characteristics of these grapes that depend on how fast and sometimes what time of year the grape ripens and matures. If it matures too quickly, the ratio of acidity and sugar might be different.
So Cook predicts that champagne, as we know it, will be no more.
We expect within the Champagne region itself, the characteristics of champagne are likely to change because these grapes are going to be responding to climate change.
But fear not, bubbly lovers. Jasmine Spies says other regions will be able to grow the grapes due to the warming climate. You just might not be able to call it champagne, which is a protected designation of origin.
Places like Belgium and the Netherlands and Sweden, they're experiencing positive effects of climate change as the planet is warming.
So we can drink to that at least.
A champagne supernova in the sky.